local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
Hey, hour three. Give it up for hour three. Yeah. Woo. Look at us. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola. We are informative. We are local and we are dependable, or at least as dependable as I can be when it comes to pronouncing words correctly and not playing Christmas music in June. But that's neither here nor there. The thing is, We do have a couple minutes to work with, so I did want to make a point of saying this, and I mentioned it early in our show this evening.
Okay.
But Dan Shugart, we just saw at the top of the 6 o'clock hour, WEAR, they've dedicated this to Dan Shugart, 43 years as WEAR's sports director. And as I said, I mean, I just kind of mentioned it, you know, kind of glossed over it earlier.
Yeah.
But this dude, I remember, like, because, I mean, my parents always watched WEAR Channel 3. So I remember seeing him when I was a kid. If, you know, whether it be I would watch WEAR if I was getting ready for school in the morning or if it was later at night when I got home, you know, when my parents got home from work, they may have had it on for one reason or another, you know, stuff like that. So it was always on.
Right.
And there's just several names and faces that I've grown familiar with. And Dan Shugart's one of them. And even up until high school when, you know, my Pace Patriots were playing on Friday night and I didn't attend the game or I wanted to see how Milton played because I wanted, you know, they were a rival. I wanted them to fail. So I would make a point of watching, you know, the prep football final or whatever it was called, you know, getting the highlights, you know, that he was part of there. So it's like I've grown up with him, and, you know, they're talking about how all these athletes have as well. So to see such a household name like that in this region and to see such a familiar face, you know, finally walk away, that's pretty insane. So I did want to say, I mean, I've never met Dan Shugart, but seems like a pretty cool dude. Did want to say congrats to him on retirement. And that's just a pretty awesome story, pretty awesome career there. So once again, tip of the cap to Dan Shugart. 43 years, that's crazy. 6:11 here, just about 6:12, we'll get into our top three stories. Starting with the presidential debate, of course, that was last night, and everyone's talking about Biden and how he had his little stumbles at times, especially early on.
Yeah.
And it sparked concerns amongst even some Democratic politicians over, you know, okay, is this guy going to be able to take on Donald Trump when, you know,
and if November not, rolls what around. Do they do?
Exactly. And people were humoring on social media. Hey, do we move on from Biden? Is it too late to do that? So, you know, it was a pretty scary thing, I'm sure, for anyone who's on the left side of the political spectrum.
Well, the convention is still a few months away. Well,
oh,
not
yeah.
a few, but just a couple. So they still have time if they wanted to do that, because it's really, you know, they may have the delegates because of the primaries, but the convention is when they actually, you know, make them the official nominee.
Yeah.
And so if they wanted to make a change, they still have some time to do that.
Yeah. No. And that's the thing. I mean, of course, you know, Trump wasn't perfect last night either. He did what, and I hope this doesn't come off as politically aggressive. He did what Trump does. He, you know, kind of deflected his actions a little bit, ignored some questions, dismissed accusations, talked about how, you know, everything is great and yada, yada, yada. And some may find it annoying. Some may find it endearing. Either way, that's how Trump is. And a lot of people take issue with that. So, you know, very unfortunate for us Americans,
right,
watching that debate last night. And we've got a couple more headlines as we get into national news later on this hour.
But I was surprised because, you know, the buildup to this debate, you know, was enormous. And I thought,
right,
maybe this is going to be the most watched debate ever between presidential candidates. But it wasn't. It brought in less than 50 million people. That's 20 million fewer than the amount who watched the first debate back in 2020 between the same two guys. And that's according to the Nielsen Media Research. CNN, though, says it was the highest rated program that they've ever had.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess it's just a matter of these guys, we've seen them both in action before.
And we know who they are.
Yeah, a lot of people don't like who they are. They don't like what they've seen. And, you know, especially with it also being like restrained with the muted mics and stuff, I think some people, you know, were not really into that whole concept. So,
well,
I don't know.
Actually, I thought that format was a bit better because you actually can
hear them,
the
yeah.
answers without the other guy interrupting all the time.
Oh, no, it was a necessary idea.
Yeah.
It's just, I think some people kind of complained about it and stuff. And it's like, well, you know, either way, people are checking out. They're tuning out. So I don't know. Either way, November is going to be fun in the most chaotic way possible, I'm sure. Carrying on with our top three stories here, the Supreme Court will likely decide on former President Trump's immunity case on Monday.
That's going to be a big day.
Yeah, that'll give us something to talk about. After the release of a handful of decisions today, Chief Justice John Roberts announced that Monday will be the last decision day of the term. Trump's lawyers have argued that Trump is immune from prosecution for his alleged crimes committed while in office. The case was centered around federal charges accusing Trump of trying to overturn the results of the 2020 election.
Well, the U.S. is removing that humanitarian pier in Gaza due to the expected bad weather that's on the way. NBC News reports the U.S. military has only delivered aid through the pier on 17 of the last 40 days, and the vast majority of the aid has not exactly reached the needy population of Gaza. The $220 million pier was built to bring aid to civilians suffering in the Israeli-Hamas war, but unfortunately, because of storms and so forth, and it's just built out into the Mediterranean, which is kind of like building a floating pier out into the Gulf of Mexico. You have some beautiful days where everything's calm, but then you have days where there are storms and waves rolling in, which is why they have to disassemble the thing.
Yeah, no, that's that sounds like a very laborious process. So, and as I said in the first hour, if anyone's going to relate to bad weather, it's going to be us. Let's see, 6:15 here, just in time for our first quick check of the roads and weather this hour. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Your small business keeps you on the go. Progressive Commercial Insurance keeps your policy within reach with their easy-to-use mobile app. You can learn more at progressivecommercial.com. Again, that is progressivecommercial.com. Let's see. Still got some very heavy backups on Pine Forest Road here. That's if you're traveling northbound towards 9 Mile or southbound approaching I-10. Also had an accident report. Let's see. This is at the intersection of Brent Lane and North Davis Highway, causing some minor congestion in that immediate vicinity. Then it's going to be, this is probably the worst one, if you are traveling westbound on Navarre Parkway, you've passed Hurlburt Field, you're approaching the Windhaven Beach area. We had an accident report there late last hour that is causing very heavy backups, pushing you back to the Mary Esther area.
Wow.
So yeah, be on the lookout for that. Steve, how's the weather though?
Weather looks better than the traffic, apparently. A few showers are expected tonight, but mostly clear, a low about 83. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, and also on Sunday, but with a slight chance of showers tomorrow. Bigger chance on Sunday, high about 90 degrees. But in the tropics, we do have a tropical depression out there now. And the thing about it is, the tropical depression and the way it's expected to build to a hurricane, it's way ahead of the normal timeline this happens, because the waters are at their August surface temperatures, not where they, which in June it's normally lower. And so that is concerning. It does have a 100% chance of developing into a hurricane. And, of course, we will keep our eyes on it and keep reporting to you. Right now it's 88 in Pensacola, 87 in Gulf Breeze, and 87 in Milton. And that's your forecast on News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Thank you very much, sir. All righty, getting into some local headlines here. A third suspect has been arrested for last Monday's drive-by shooting and pursuit in Escambia County that ended with a jump off of the Highway 90 bridge. 19-year-old Terrence Lovell Gross Jr. was taken into custody yesterday in Laredo, Texas, by the Webb County Sheriff's Office. He will be extradited back to Escambia County, and this is what Chip Simmons had to say about that.
We've been every day searching that area. We've also been basically looking around elsewhere to see if he may have escaped the perimeter. Law enforcement partners were able to arrest him in Laredo, Texas. He was in a truck with his father heading down Mexico Way.
So it appears that he did, in fact, escape the perimeter. 19-year-old Jaquarius Etheridge was initially arrested. 22-year-old Trevion Moten died in the fall. And the third suspect, of course, Gross Jr., had gotten away. He remains in Escambia County, or Etheridge, rather, remains in Escambia County Jail on no bond and is charged with murder and Moten's death, attempted murder, weapon offense, and fleeing slash eluding.
Wow. Governor Ron DeSantis wants lawmakers and the vacation rental industry to go back to the drawing board. DeSantis yesterday vetoed a bill that would have prevented local governments from regulating vacation rental properties. He says that SB 280 created bureaucratic red tape and would have applied to all residential properties, not just vacation rentals. DeSantis adds it would have prevented virtually all local regulation of vacation rentals, even though the vacation rental markets are far from uniform across the state. He encourages the legislature and all key stakeholders to work together, and keep in mind, vacation rentals should not be approached as a one-size-fits-all issue.
Oh, very well. And an illegal immigrant from Guatemala is accused of sexual battery on an underage girl in Okaloosa County.
Wow.
The sheriff's office announced yesterday that 24-year-old Jose Chan was arrested Wednesday. The alleged victim is 14 years old, and she claims the incident happened over a year ago at her home. ICE, or ICE, has been notified.
Well, a bicyclist has died after a crash in Santa Rosa County, which happened last night on State Route 87 near Hopewell Road. The Florida Highway Patrol says a J-man was riding when he was struck by a vehicle headed in the opposite direction that was driven by an Alabama woman. He was thrown from his bicycle and then hit by a second vehicle driven by a Georgia woman. The man died at the scene of the crash. The Florida Highway Patrol is still investigating that one.
And the new school year is now just a few months away, and many school districts are actively working to fill their vacant teaching jobs before it begins. Many districts report that a teacher shortage, but the University of West Florida says that they've been getting more applicants. Dr. Mohammed Kabu is the dean of Hal Marcus College of Science and Engineering, and he talked with Channel 3. He says that the university is seeing its biggest increase in students ever this year, and that means they need to hire more professors. In the College of Engineering and Science alone, they've hired 20 new faculty this year.
Wow.
And UWF currently has about 18 open faculty positions for this fall.
Well, Walgreens will be closing what it calls a significant number of stores all across the U.S. There are nearly 9,000 stores across the U.S. right now, but there are 10 locations here in Pensacola and Escambia County, as well as locations in Pace, Gulf Breeze, Navarre, and Milton. There's no word on whether any of those local locations are on the closure list. The drugstore chain says it plans to close some underperforming stores as a part of a multi-year strategy.
I'm assuming you went to play the audio and it didn't work with you.
Yes, it
did. I was about to say I heard a slight hesitation in your delivery there. It's no biggie. I mean, that's what the writing's there for, so we can say it ourselves just in case.
Right.
6:21. We'll take a quick break. When we return, state and national news. You are listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio Pensacola.
What's on your to-do list? Pick up groceries? Water your plants? How about getting vaccinated? We can help you check that off.
You've got this.
The Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging, has partnered with community providers to make getting vaccinated your easiest to do.
You've got this.
With local vaccine events, access to transportation, in-home vaccinations, and on-site healthcare consultations, protecting yourself and your loved ones is not a chore anymore. So if you're age 60 plus or a person with a disability, get your yearly dose of confidence today.
You've got this.
Because we've got you. A message from the Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging. Learn more at yougotthis.usaging.org.
You've got this.
Funded by the U.S. Administration for Community Living through a grant to U.S. Aging. This does not necessarily represent the views of ACL or the U.S. government.
Advertising, marketing, digital marketing. These are all words you hear a lot about in today's world. But what do they mean? How do you get started? You can start by tuning into the Pensacola Expert Panel this Monday at 10:30 a.m. Join me, Lexi Mendoza, and I'll show you how to navigate the fast-growing landscape of digital advertising this Monday at 10:30 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Sunday night, enjoy a free concert at Community Maritime Park's Hunter Amphitheater. The free show starts at 6. Pack a cooler and bring a lawn chair or blankets for the Blues Angel Music Blues on the Bay. See visitpensacola.com for more. Pensacola's 4th of July is next Thursday. Enjoy the fireworks beginning at 9 over the bay, or enjoy the fireworks show at Pensacola Beach behind the boardwalk. Submit your events at newsradio923.com.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Mex Materials, GE Wind Energy, and soon the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
Whether you want to start your education or advance your career, Pensacola State College is the place for you. Join the 92% of PSC students who graduate loan-free and select from over 100 programs ranging from career certificates to baccalaureate degrees. In addition, Pensacola State has over 300 scholarships to choose from, including cybersecurity. Registration for fall semester is now open. Go to PensacolaState.edu. That's PensacolaState.edu.
Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin.
4 to 7 on News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
You've painted up your lips and rolled and curled your tinted hair. Ruby, are you contemplating going out somewhere? The shadow on the wall tells me the sun is going down. Oh, Ruby, don't take your love to town.
Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola. 625 here on the dot. Turn that music down a little bit too quick. That's not bad there. I always try to make it smooth. I did not that time, though, but that's okay. Let's see. 625 here. We will get another quick check of the roads and weather. Let's see. Still got that nasty accident if you are traveling westbound on Navarre Parkway. That's if you're halfway between Hurlburt Field and Windhaven Beach. Again, this is if you're traveling westbound. We have a couple accident reports in that area causing very heavy backups there, pushing you back to the Mary Esther area.
Wow.
Also had an accident on Brent Lane. This is if you're traveling westbound towards North Davis Highway, causing some very minor backups there. That doesn't look like anything too severe. And then it's a bit more severe of congestion than we're used to at this hour on Pine Forest Road. That's if you're traveling northbound towards 9 Mile or traveling southbound coming from 9 Mile and approaching I-10. Outside of those few spots, though, there doesn't appear to be much holding you up. Steve, how's the weather?
It's better than the traffic right now. It's beautiful outside. It's nice and sunny. And we expect a few showers possible tonight, low about 83 degrees. Tomorrow and Sunday, mostly sunny, some clouds. A slight chance of a shower tomorrow. Bigger chance on Sunday, high about 90. Right now, it's 88 in Pensacola, 87 in Gulf Breeze, and 87 in Milton. And that's your forecast on News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Thank you very much, sir. All righty. Getting into our state headlines here. A man is hurt after Central Florida police say he tried to board a plane while armed with a gun. Uh-oh. Authorities say that the suspect drove up to a security gate and attempted to enter Melbourne Orlando International Airport because he wanted to get on one of the flights earlier this morning. Officers went up to the man's car that was located just outside the facility before shots were fired. The law enforcement officials involved are on paid administrative leave while the FDLE investigates.
I'm looking at the right now the spaghetti models on that tropical depression
right
out in the Atlantic. Just obviously, we want to see where it goes. They kind of looks like once it reaches the Leeward Islands, it should be a hurricane strength and maybe up to about 105 miles an hour. That's as far as the projections go. So, of course, once it enters the Gulf of Mexico, that's always concerning to us.
Oh,
and,
absolutely.
And so this is one time, if you have never been through a hurricane, you know, you're a new arrival around here, talk to somebody who's been here a while about Sally and before that, Ivan the Terrible back in 2004, I think it was. And they'll get you basically ready to go and get what you need to go through a hurricane in the area. And, well, speaking of the hurricanes and so forth, a major Northeast Florida utility company says they are ready to respond if a hurricane makes landfall in their area. That's Jacksonville. They have a new fully stocked warehouse on Jacksonville's west side. The facility is able to hold about $7 million worth of storm supplies that are meant to help restore the power in the event of an emergency there. That process started early last year as a way to deal with an ongoing supply chain issue. The utility, JEA, says it has enough resources to help other power companies if disaster strikes elsewhere.
And Florida airports are preparing for the start of the 4th of July travel season tomorrow. AAA is expecting nearly 4.5 million residents to drive or fly for the upcoming holiday between Saturday and Sunday, July 7th. Tampa International Airport already seeing a 4% uptick in summer travel compared to last year. As for South Florida, Miami International posted on X earlier today saying there is limited parking in its garages for weekend passengers. During the busy 9-day period, travelers are urged to arrive early and check with their airline before heading to the airport.
And here with our own Pensacola International Airport, parking is limited, so it might be a good idea, but with this big travel time, get somebody to drop you off at the airport instead of trying to find a parking space.
Yes.
And of course, as usual, check your flight before you go.
Oh, absolutely. Let's see. Got about a minute to work with before our Fox News break. We'll get a couple of national headlines out of here.
Okay.
The Supreme Court is ruling that cities can issue citations to homeless people for sleeping in public spaces. The High Court, in a 6-3 ruling, said that homelessness is not a status protected by the Eighth Amendment's prohibition on cruel and unusual punishment, and that's even when there's no access to indoor shelter for homeless people.
Wow.
The justices sided with the city of Grants Pass, Oregon, which had asked the court to review previous rulings blocking the enforcement of a public camping ordinance.
And the Supreme Court of Texas is upholding a law that bans transgender medical care for the kids. Justices agreed with the state attorney general's office, which defended the bill back in January. Several Texas families sued to stop that law. They argued it violates their parental rights and discriminates against transgender children on the basis of sex. In the ruling, the Texas Supreme Court said the state legislature has the constitutional authority to regulate the practice of medicine.
And after the third brush fire this week, people living in Del Mar Heights, California, are beginning to wonder if the fires were intentionally set.
Whoa,
the
why?
Most recent one was contained by to under an acre, but the Metro Arson Strike Team is investigating the situation because a resident says that he saw a pair of 20-year-old men leaving the scene of one of the fires with a container of liquid.
Uh-oh.
So that's, of course, very questionable. Torrey Pines State Natural Preserve is closed to visitors for the investigation. 6:30 now, Fox News break coming up, followed by Your Money Now and the CBS Sports Minute. When we return, maybe a couple more national headlines of our own, followed by some sports and health, business, and science. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola.
Fox News, I'm Jack Callahan. Amid criticism of his debate performance last night, President Biden telling a campaign appearance in Raleigh today he will not quit the race.
I give you my word as a Biden, I would not be running again if I didn't believe with all my heart and soul I can do this job.
Former President Trump telling a rally in Virginia.
No amount of rest or rigging could help him defend his atrocious record.
Former president also said many of the people convicted for January 6th offenses should be freed after the Supreme Court ruled today in favor of a January 6th defendant, saying the Justice Department enforced an obstruction statute too broadly. Attorney General Merrick Garland says cases against the vast majority of people charged for January 6th will not be affected. High Court also struck down the so-called Chevron doctrine, which has allowed federal agencies to mandate policies not stipulated by Congress. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. A measure of prices that's watched by the Federal Reserve seems to show inflation pressures in the U.S. economy are continuing to ease. Today's Commerce Department report shows that consumer prices were flat from April to May, producing the mildest performance in more than 4 years. Comparing the same period last year, prices rose 2.6% last month. So-called core inflation rose 0.1% from April to May. Boeing officials had already confirmed this week they're building a manufacturing site for combat aircraft, part of the company's $1.8 billion expansion project at its St. Louis County complex. However, recent comments from military officials point to new uncertainty into an Air Force program the company is reportedly pursuing. U.S. stocks finished today's session lower. NASDAQ Composite fell the most at 126 points. That's Your Money Now.
This is Zach Gelb with Sports Minute, sponsored by Big Machine Records and Petty Country, a country celebration of Tom Petty. The inevitable happened yesterday when the Lakers took Bronny with the 55th pick. It's cool that a father and son will be on the same team, but it also shows LeBron's top priority isn't winning a championship anymore. And if King James was actually serious about winning a fifth championship, he would have got the best of both worlds and forced the Sixers to draft Bronny and then take his talents to Philly to play with Joel Embiid and Tyrese Maxey. I'm Zach Gelb.
Petty Country, a country music celebration of Tom Petty, bringing the top talent in country and Americana music together to create a 20-song tribute to Petty's dynamic musical legacy, including Chris Stapleton, Luke Combs, Thomas Rhett, Dierks Bentley, George Strait, Carly Pierce, Dolly Parton, Willie Nelson, Lainey Wilson, Winona, and more. Petty Country, out now, sponsored by Big Machine Records.
4th of July appliance savings are happening now at the Home Depot. Save up to $2,400 on select kitchen packages from brands like LG, America's most reliable line of appliances. Get the LG French door refrigerator with Kraft Ice to keep your summer cool. Or upgrade to the LG Smart Top Load Washer with AI that selects optimal wash motions and settings. Get up to $2,400 off select kitchen packages at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Pricing valid June 19th through July 10th. U.S. only. See store online for details. America's most reliable line of appliances per independent study.
Here in Pensacola, we love our Blue Angels, and we'll get to watch their spectacular performance at the Pensacola Beach Air Shows in July. But how much do you know about the fascinating history of the Blue Angels? Did you know the original name of the team was the Blue Lancers? Did you know that the Blue Angels shot down Japanese Zeros during air shows? Did you know that Fat Albert once saved lives by preventing a plane crash at sea? Take to the skies and learn these interesting stories, plus lots more, as News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 presents The History of the Blue Angels every weekday morning at 8:15 and afternoons at 4:15 through the 12th of July. This special broadcast is presented by Naval Aviation Museum Foundation. It's The History of the Blue Angels every weekday morning at 8:15 and afternoons at 4:15. On News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Marcus Point Baptist Church is excited to present the 2024 Sportsman's Night Out. Join us as we hear from Rick Burgess of the Rick and Bubba Show and Hall of Fame fishing legend Hank Parker. It all happens at the Pensacola Bay Center on August 8th at 6:30 p.m. You could win amazing prizes like a new camper from Carpenter's Campers, a Kubota side-by-side from Coastal Machinery Company, and even more from sponsors like Builders First Source and Florida Air Conditioning and Heating. Tickets are only $10 and on sale at Ticketmaster.com. Get yours before they're gone.
Join Keith and Pam, your insurance experts with Ferris Health Partners, Monday at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Learn how to save money on your health care costs. Find the right insurance products that best fits the needs for you and your family as you head towards retirement or are looking for options now. They will be taking your calls and questions Monday at 9 with Ferris Health Partners on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hey, Pensacola, get ready for a midday delight that'll have you hooked. Weekdays from 11 until 2 on News Radio Pensacola. Tune in to the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins are the dynamic trio that'll keep you entertained, informed, and laughing out loud during your lunch break. They dish out the hottest topics, bring you the latest news, and deliver the unique blend of humor and insight that'll have you coming back for more. It's the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show on News Radio Pensacola. 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola. Just past 6:35 here, we'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. Still very heavy backups on Pine Forest Road. This is particularly if you're traveling southbound, coming from the 9 Mile Road area and approaching I-10. Also have some very heavy backups still. They have only increased if you are traveling westbound on Navarre Parkway. This is if you're past Hobart Field and about halfway to the Windhaven Beach area. We have got backups. Basically, it's looking very, very heavy, the congestion right now. It's very dark red on our map here, and it's reaching the Mary Esther area. So you could be in very either snail's pace traffic or just traffic that's not moving at all. Either way, be on the lookout for that. Outside of those couple of areas, though, there doesn't appear to be too much going on the roads. Steve, how about the weather?
It's better than the traffic. And that stretch of US 98, I used to live in the VAR, and of course, anytime there was an accident, you're going nowhere. There's no alternative route. Ugh. So if you're heading in that direction, maybe you better go somewhere else. Maybe you go visit a friend or something, and then go home.
Yeah, grab a bite to eat.
Right. Well, weather-wise, it's going to be a fairly decent weekend. A few showers are possible tonight, otherwise mostly clear, low about 83. Tomorrow and Sunday, some sun, some clouds, little chance of shower tomorrow, bigger chance on Sunday, high about 90. And right now, it's cooling down a bit, 86 degrees in Pensacola, 86 in Gulf Breeze. And also, it's about 87 in Milton right now, and that's your forecast on News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, and dependable.
All righty. Thank you very much, sir. I said we would get a few more quick national headlines in before we head into sports. We'll start with President Biden. He's acknowledging that he doesn't speak or debate as well as he used to.
Just the way I did the weather.
Yeah, exactly. He used a campaign rally in Raleigh, North Carolina today to address his debate performance that prompted some Democrats to call for him to drop out of the the presidential race. After his admission, he added that he knows how to tell the truth, and he's confident that he can do the job for another 4 years. The president again said his political rival Donald Trump is a liar and a threat to the nation and democracy.
And one of his supporters, Secretary of Transportation Pete Buttigieg, is brushing off those concerned about President Biden's fitness following last night's presidential debate. While he acknowledged the president's lackluster performance, Buttigieg said he would not support an effort to replace Biden as the Democratic nominee.
Joe Biden is our candidate and our president because he is the best person to lead this country forward.
Buttigieg contrasted Biden's actions as president with Trump's, claiming the former president left the country with, I quote here, chaos, destruction, and a lot of economic problems, unquote. The transportation secretary says the election is ultimately about the lives of Americans and how they'd be affected by a second Biden term.
Yeah, he, you know, if you're like, hey, listen, I think it's a little bit too late to turn back now. This wasn't a good night for him, but, you know, we've got these issues, you know, when it comes to his cognitive ability or whatever. But it's him or Trump, and we, at this point at least, he could argue that it's him or Trump, and we've got to roll with him. You know, it's one thing if you were just straight up like that, but to say he's the best person for the job, like, come on, you think of all the Democrats that have ever been humored to run for president in this stretch, or that have the potential to maybe gain some traction if they were to hypothetically make a run.
Right.
You think Biden's the best. He's the number one guy. Come on.
Well,
I think Buttigieg is just lying to himself and the American people.
Well,
by saying
of course,
that.
You know, people in the Biden camp are going to support him because, yeah, of course, that's what they're there for. The problem we face, I think, is both guys are not exactly young.
No.
And I really feel that somehow we should have had, in both the Republican and the Democratic camps, younger people run for office.
Yeah, I mean, and that's the thing. I mean, people have been saying that for a while, but it's becoming increasingly evident, and I'm sure it's going to continue to do so as we get closer and closer to November. Lastly, here in our national headlines, let's see. There it is. I had to scroll a little bit. An Iowa law that bans abortions after a fetal heartbeat can be detected will go into effect. The Iowa State Supreme Court is upholding a 2023 law that was put on hold by an Iowa judge days after it was passed. In most cases, the electrical impulse of a heartbeat can be heard by a doctor as early as 6 weeks. 641 here. We'll get into our sports headlines now. Steve, we've got some big money moves, good and bad, yeah, going on in the world of sports. Tell me about it.
Well, one move is with the Toronto Raptors. They're continuing to make some big money moves, keeping guard Emmanuel Quickley with a 5-year, $175 million deal. This news comes soon after the report of Raptors forward Scotty Barnes signing a rookie extension guaranteeing him a measly $225 million.
Is that all?
Oh, the poor guy. Officially the richest contract in franchise history.
Yeah, that's wild. And then we've got the Dallas Mavericks. They are trading Tim Hardaway Jr. and 3 second-round picks to the Detroit Pistons for Quentin Grimes. Hardaway had a limited impact in the Mavericks' recent finals appearance. You know, he's a depth player. He's not a star.
Yeah.
But he managed to score 15 points over just 12 minutes in Game 4, so he played like a star then. And that was the only game in the series that the Mavericks won. So you can't say that he didn't do his part for the team. But yeah, and then we've got a WNBA doubleheader. This got underway very recently.
About
so,
10 minutes ago.
Yeah, so I wouldn't say that there's much going on, but it's the Atlanta Dream at Connecticut Sun at 6:30. That's on ION.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's going to be followed up by the LA Sparks at the Phoenix Mercury at 9. also got some MLB scores going on here. Let's see what we got.
Yeah.
All right.
That's curious. I want to see what's happening.
Yeah, at 5:20, we are well into the, or at 5:20, we had the Marlins-Phillies game on ESPN+. It's still going on. We're well into it now. Philly is up 1-0, so it's anybody's game at this point.
Right. What inning was it?
Let me see here, because the writing is very small. Top of the sixth, I believe, is what we're working
still
with.
Still got
there.
Some time.
Yes. Bottom of the third, we got the Rays beating the Nationals 2-0. And then we've got the Braves. They recently got underway. They're in the top of the second with the Pirates tied at 0. So All those games within reach here. Come on, Florida and Atlanta. Let's try to represent, huh?
Well, speaking of sports, the NFL is having to foot quite the bill for the Sunday ticket fiasco. You see, the league has been ordered to pay $4.7 billion. That's right, with a B. $4.7 billion in damages to the residential class and $96 million, small number there, in damages to the commercial class for violating antitrust laws and distributing the out-of-market Sunday afternoon games on a premium subscription service. Since the damages can be tripled under the federal antitrust laws, ESPN is reporting that the NFL could ultimately be liable for $14.39 billion.
Yeah, that's nothing to scoff at, even if you're the NFL. That's a lot of money for one suit is essentially what we're looking at here. Yeah, they better be hoping that they don't have to pay that.
Oh, he got some sad news here. A legendary ESPN college basketball announcer, Dick Vitale, is again battling cancer. The 85-year-old said he got the diagnosis after he had a biopsy done on a lymph node in his neck. Vitale announced that his vocal cord cancer has entered remission in December, but now in the new post he added that he thinks he'll win this battle, and our thoughts and prayers are for him.
Yes, of course. I mean, he's obviously a generational, you know, sports legend.
Right.
And that's the thing. I had been following, you know, his social media and seeing that he was spending time with family and he was making advancements and celebrating milestones when it comes to his cancer recovery and all that. Man, that is very unfortunate to hear. Let's see. Exactly 6:45 here. We will get another quick check of the roads and weather. It's the same couple of spots we touched on 10 minutes ago. If you are traveling westbound on Navarre Parkway, this is going to be if you are, let's see, halfway between Hurlburt Field and Windhaven Beach. So if you've passed Hurlburt and you're traveling westbound, well, on your way towards Windhaven Beach, very heavy backups there that are basically going to be standstill all the way back until Mary Esther. So that is very extensive congestion there. And then we've still got a little bit if you're traveling southbound on Pine Forest Road. This is going to be if you're traveling coming from 9 Mile and approaching I-10. Outside of those two spots, there's not much going on currently, though. Steve, how's the weather?
Weather looks pretty nice right now, but we do expect maybe a shower tonight, maybe late night. Low about 83 degrees tomorrow and Sunday. Should see some sunshine, some clouds, and a high of 90, but we have a slight chance of showers tomorrow. A bigger chance on Sunday. And in the tropics, in case you hadn't heard, we do have a tropical depression out there. Winds about 35 miles an hour. It's about halfway between Africa and the Leeward Islands. It does have a 100% chance of developing into a hurricane probably around Monday. So we're keeping our eyes on that one. Right now it's 86 at Pensacola, 86 in Gulf Breeze, and 85 in Milton. And that's your forecast on News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
All righty. Thank you very much, sir. Let's see. Tackling some health, business, and science notes here. Consumer sentiment dipped slightly in June as many Americans worry about high prices. The University of Michigan's final reading for the month fell less than a point from May. The survey noted that while consumers felt confident that inflation will continue to ease, many expressed concern about the impact of high prices and weakening incomes on their personal finances.
Oh boy.
According to the survey's chief economist, those trends offset the outlook for lower interest rates in the year ahead.
Well, speaking of money, inflation is down to the lowest annual rate in more than 3 years. That's good news. That personal consumption expenditure price index rose by 0.1% for the month and was up 2.6% from a year ago. The year-over-year number is down 0.2% from the April level.
Oh, very nice. And Boeing is starting its wave of layoffs in Alabama. The State Department of Commerce has confirmed plans by Boeing to lay off workers at its Huntsville Aviation facility.
Not good.
The aeronautical company plans to let go of at least 128 employees starting today. Boeing is the prime contractor for design, development, and testing for NASA's core stage rocket. Really, we were talking about how like stumbling and cognitive ability is an age thing, but Clearly it's an Austin thing too. Development and testing for NASA's core stage rocket engines for the Artemis Moon mission.
Yeah.
It cited delays as the reason for the planned layoffs. How exclusive of a role delays has played in those layoffs, that remains to be seen.
Well, they, of course, have the other issues right now, the issues they've had with quality control on the 737 MAX, with that door plug that blew out and so forth. Also, the issue with their spacecraft, the Starliner, which lifted off with great fanfare about a month ago, supposed to take the astronauts up to the space station for about a week and then they come back, but it has issues with leaks with the helium and with the thrusters and so forth. They're trying to figure it out. So the basically those two astronauts are having an extra stay there at the space station until they figure it out.
Let's see. COVID is on the rise in the U.S. as new variants power a summer surge. According to the CDC, infections are growing in at least 38 states. They're especially high in the western and southern U.S., and the summer spike has become a seasonal pattern, so this isn't exactly a surprise. The FDA has endorsed a plan, they did so earlier this month, to update the COVID vaccines to be more effective against new variants.
Well, moving toward pop culture's soft news, more like happy news, the two giant pandas that will soon be on display at the San Diego Zoo, we've been talking about that the last few days, guess what? They've arrived, yeah. And Jack Cronin has the story. If we can get Jack Cronin to talk.
It will still be several weeks before Yun Shuan and Sing Bao go before the public as they get used to their new home in San Diego. The Chinese government says the pair arrived safely here after their farewell ceremony this week, and they're now in quarantine as they acclimate to their new habitat. Teams from China are working with the San Diego Zoo ahead of the public announcement. I'm Jack Cronin.
That's really nice.
That's
about the one thing between us and China that seems to be... very friendly.
Yeah, very diplomatic at the very least.
Yeah.
All righty, just about 6:50 here. We'll take one last quick break. And when we return, one final rundown of some more of those pop culture notes, followed by wacky stories and good news. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now, a Friday evening edition on News Radio Pensacola.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential. But finding those people can be a major hassle, unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. With ZipRecruiter, one click sends your job to hundreds of top job sites. But more than that, ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies the candidates with the skills you need, sends you a list of great matches to review, then actively invites them to apply for your job. And the results speak for themselves. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. That's right, the first day. Now you can focus on your business and let ZipRecruiter do the work finding the best people for you. See for yourself. Experience the ease, efficiency, and power of ZipRecruiter for free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
What's on your to-do list? Pick up groceries? Water your plants? How about getting vaccinated? We can help you check that off.
You've got this.
The Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging, has partnered with community providers to make getting vaccinated your easiest to-do.
You've got this.
With local vaccine events, access to transportation, in-home vaccinations, and on-site healthcare consultations, protecting yourself and your loved ones is not a chore anymore. So if you're age 60 plus or a person with a disability, get your yearly dose of confidence today.
You've got this.
Because we've got you. A message from the Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging. Learn more at yougotthis.usaging.org.
You've got this.
Funded by the U.S. Administration for Community Living through a grant to U.S. Aging. This does not necessarily represent the views of ACL or the U.S. government.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida, brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
We are Lions. We bring hope where it's needed. We are a global force for good. Support causes that matter. Change lives. Change communities. Change the world. We can do more together than we can alone. Join in. Experience the joy of serving. Be part of the movement. Give back. Let's unite the world for good. We are Lions. You can be too. Visit weserve.org.
Get news at the top and bottom of every hour with WEAR-TV, our local news team, and Fox News on News Radio Pensacola.
Saturday in the park, figure was a 4th of
Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola. Let's see, 6:53 here. We've got time for, we'll just say one more pop culture story before our final check of the roads and weather for this hour, this evening.
Okay, I'm ready for it.
Well, are you ready to say it or are you ready for me to say it?
I thought you were going to say it.
Well, okay, then I'll do that. Inside Out 2 continues to rake in cash at the box office this time around the world. The Pixar sequel has made over $863 million globally since its release, and it has now passed 2015's original Inside Out, which had a total haul of $859 million worldwide. Inside Out 2 is now the 19th highest grossing animated film in history at the global box office and is set to become the first film to cross the $1 billion mark this year.
Wow.
Domestically, the film has earned over $411 million, and that has secured its spot as the 9th highest grossing animated film ever in North America.
Must be a really good movie.
Yeah, I mean, the first one, I watched it. It was all right.
But what about the second one? You haven't seen it yet.
No, I haven't seen it, but it's a coming-of-age thing, you know, because that's the thing. It's like, in the original, you have the standard emotions of, like, anger, disgust, joy, you know, whatever.
Right.
But then, in this new one, the main character who's dealing with these emotions is older, so she's got embarrassment, anxiety, you know, ones like that coming. Yeah. Envy, I think. So, yeah, it's a bit more complex, and I think for a lot of people, especially a lot of kids and teenagers, it's relatable. So I don't doubt for a moment that thing's popping off. Just about 6:55 here. One last quick check of the roads and weather. Pine Forest Road, if you're traveling southbound, coming from 9 Mile and approaching I-10, still got some pretty heavy backups there, but that's got nothing on Navarre Parkway. If you're traveling westbound, just passing Hurlburt Field and starting to get well on your way towards the Windhaven Beach area, we've got some very heavy backups there. It looks like the congestion starts basically right at the Waffle House. So according to Steve, once traffic gets stuck on Navarre Parkway or Highway 98, it stays that way, so you might want to pull off into that Waffle House there.
Right.
congestion is currently backing you up to Mary Esther. It's been that way for a while.
And there's no alternative route.
Yes.
That's the problem right
there. Unfortunately.
Well, if you look at the forecast, it's better than the sitting in traffic right now. A few showers possible this evening, but it doesn't look like likely, checking the news radio ThreatNet radar. Low tonight should be about 83. Tomorrow and Sunday, some sunshine, some clouds. Slight chance of a shower tomorrow. Bigger chance on Sunday. High about 90. Right now, it's 86 at Pensacola, 86 at Gulf Breeze, and 87 at Milton. And that's your forecast on News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Thank you very much, sir. We left off the pop culture notes with the whole box office situation. Well,
right.
We'll keep that pushing. A Quiet Place Day One getting off to a loud start at the box office. The third installment in the franchise made $6.8 million from Thursday previews. It's expected to make between $40 and $50 million in its first weekend in theaters. Also new this week is Kevin Costner's Horizon, an American Saga, Chapter 1. That's projected to make between $10 and $15 million in its debut. That's one thing, but the problem is that's going against a $100 million budget. So
Wow. Hopefully
it continues to rise financially.
Gotta make that money
there.
up, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, Elton John is auctioning off hundreds of items from his personal wardrobe. The Rocket Man resale auction begins on, today, and lasts about 10 days. He put his clothing up on eBay with bids starting at only $26, with all the proceeds going directly to the Elton John AIDS Foundation. In a press release, John says, and we quote, "Giving new life to the cherished items from my wardrobe has always been special to me," unquote. Items up for grab include the Gucci jackets, Versace robes, historic concert t-shirts, hats, and more. And I imagine his glasses and so forth are involved in that too, because he was famous for those glasses.
Yeah, he's probably outside of his music, that's probably what he's most famous for.
I remember he did one concert where he was basically dressed up like Donald Duck, including this big Donald Duck bottom body that he wore, and I'm not sure if he's going to auction that off or not. But
I don't know. Well, that's going to be more than $26 if he ever is convinced to do that. New court documents reveal that Michael Jackson was more than $500 million in debt when he died.
Oh, yeah.
A petition filed in L.A. Superior Court by the executors of his estate showed the extent of the King of Pop's debt. The filing also said that Jackson's estate was left financially liable for $40 million to tour promoter AEG. Jackson died shortly before a planned 50-show residency in London. Wednesday marked 15 years since the music icon died of an accidental drug overdose at his L.A. home. Quite telling.
$500 million in debt.
Half a billion in debt with the money that he made. That's wild.
That's incredible. A Detroit woman is suing Detroit's MGM Grand after she won $127,000 and the casino refused to pay. See Denise Enzel. She won the prize playing progressive blackjack on October 30th because the particular casino claims that she was trespassing due to a panhandling incident in 2015. She won the prize on October 30th of this year. Enzel is her last name, but she says the incident was all a misunderstanding and she was arguing with a cousin and not panhandling. The casino, which hasn't paid her yet, is not commenting on the situation.
So, an allegation that's the better part of a decade old that she has an explanation for. I don't know how valid it is, but that is supposed to keep her from winning the money that she rightfully won at a casino.
Yeah, it's only $127,000.
Oh, is that all?
That's all.
No, I mean, I don't know, man. That's pretty weird. Let's see, a good news story. An Ohio woman's swift actions quite possibly saved a newborn baby's life. While walking her dog Tuesday evening, she came across an unconscious mother outside a hotel near Cleveland. The mother had recently given birth, and her child was still attached to her by the umbilical cord. The woman proceeded to revive the mother, cut the cord, and take care of the baby until authorities arrived. Both parents face charges of child endangerment, with the father also in trouble for felony parole violation by drug charges.
Oh, boy.
The hero has not been named, but is nonetheless deserving of some serious props. So, hey, Pensacola right now gives you some serious kudos there, lady. We appreciate it. All righty, Steve, have a good weekend, my man. You're going to be back with us on Monday evening to give everyone another rundown of everything happening in their world next week. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola. We'll see you then.